Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I'm speaking to the wonderful, amazing Tina Viney, who is the CEO of APAN. Now, APAN is a standards body association for skin and age management practitioners all across the aesthetics and cosmetic medicine spectrum. And today we're going to be having a chat about a great new initiative about COVID skin manifestations and solutions, a program they've released. I'm going to have a bit of a talk about it. So welcome, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you, Trish. It's wonderful to have an opportunity to have a professional chat. And I hope we can share some interesting information to help the industry.
Yeah, look, it's so exciting. I love the fact that, you know, you as the head of APAN, I love the fact that you're always coming up with these great initiatives that people want just at the time that they're needed. It's just like you just have this skill for that. But I guess you have been in the industry for forever, haven't you?
Over 45 years, so yeah. I understand. My focus is very much about best practice and providing really good tools that are evidence-based so that people that want to expand their business can communicate with their client on information that is solid and it is validated to give them the confidence to know that what they are communicating is actually proven. It's not just, you know, ideas that are floating around. And I think that's important for professionalism, especially as practitioners move between different modes of education. For instance, the doctors, the nurses, the dermal therapists, or even the esthetician that is wanting to compete in that space, she's got to meet that standard if the client's going to respect her.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, like you're all about, you know, governance and standards in the industry. So it's really important to align yourself with, you know, a reputable, you know, with that reputation, you know, for practitioners and whatever level of practice they are. So that's really great. But I was going to ask you, so tell me, what is the COVID Skin Manifestations and Solutions Programs and how did it actually come about?
Okay, well, the pandemic that we've experienced over the past 2 years and the global effort to contain the spread of COVID infection has impacted not just the business side of things, but also physical health in the overall population. So there's now a pattern happening. And the three areas that the studies now are validating that are impacting the consumer or the, you know, people is evidence of accelerated inflammation, which, as we know, is something that needs to be contained because it contributes to premature aging and also disease, evidence of compromised immune response and accelerated cortisol levels as a result of stress that is compromising both skin health as well as overall well-being.
Oh, I was going to say, and that's that's something so new, but I think we're all starting to realize there are some effects that, you know, like that you know, you think, oh, you just get COVID, you get over it and you move on, but it's not like that. And I think that details it perfectly what you've just said.
So what was happening is we were getting feedback from the industry that were saying that they are seeing some skin manifestations that are popping up that they don't quite understand, they don't know how to interpret it. And they want to know, is it COVID related? Why are these things happening? And they were reaching out to us for some guidelines. Now, you know, we're dealing with a virus. So, you know, we have to be very careful what we say and what we do and how we get involved with it, because it's important that we base our position on some solid science or some solid evidence. So as an industry standards body association, our duty of care is to be proactive and introduce initiatives that will protect the industry and enhance their reputation. And we achieve that by introducing documents that are best practice standards, as well as position statements, especially where there is no regulation. Now, we know that when COVID-19 was launched, you know, it's put us in totally uncharted waters. COVID doesn't exist in any qualifications. So the guidelines fell on us to, and our jurisdiction to draft something in consultation with maybe the health departments of, across Australia and the health ministers. So when we approached them for any guidelines that they had or intentions of drafting anything, they said to us, no, we have not done anything. We suggest that you do your own for your industry. And they encouraged us to draft our own. And basically what they said, there's insufficient data as at present. And so they didn't feel there was enough evidence of something concrete that they could base any guidelines. So the other thing they suggested is that we contact the Communicable Disease Network of Australia, CDNA. The CDNA is the authoritative body that provides guidelines on disease symptoms and health issues within Australia. And every state and territory has its own CDNA public health unit. So when we approached them, they said, we don't have anything, but and I said, were you planning to have to do, draft anything? They said, not really. So they said, oh my God, if you guys are doing it, can we have your copy? Because we'll use your copy. So basically, we went to all the governments and the different bodies to see if there was anything being put in place, and there wasn't. So it took it put the responsibility back on us. So we knew we had to make sure that whatever we put together had sufficient evidence. And so we went to Professor Lawrence Walsh, who we've been working with him for some years, because he has a PhD. He's got three PhDs, but one of them is on infection and viruses, and that area of expertise for him is a specialty. And he is in the emeritus professor at the university in Brisbane. But he came back to me and said, look, there's now evidence that there's over 100 persistent skin manifestations as a result of COVID, and also some persistent COVID long haul symptoms. For example, if someone's had COVID or they've had the vaccine and then suddenly they start to feel fatigue or brain fog or disturbed sleep patterns or changes in their taste and smell, hair loss in women in particular was becoming quite prevalent. So we're seeing some patterns developing. So what we said, okay, we need to develop a document for our industry. So for over 3 months, I worked with international authorities from universities, as well as with Professor Walsh. And we developed a 68-page document that is also supported with a video that Professor Walsh has given us. So what we have put together is not a whole bunch of ideas, but basically we reviewed about 80 different scientific data. Now, when I went through the data, the interesting thing was that anything that was 2001 were a waste of time, because basically they talked about, you know, what's causing the symptoms or what they are, but they were saying, every symptoms that we saw a pattern forming. And 2021, the results of those studies indicated that things were inconclusive. So basically now what we have since the beginning of this year, the data that's coming through has more validated reasons why these symptoms exist, what's happening to the body. So a very powerful information. And, you know, there is... businesses need to know what they are. So what we've put together is a document that can be used to train their staff and also to learn, so that they can, you know, be able to operate with a level of credibility and have some real answers for their clients.
Yeah, right. And I mean, I love the way that it came about, because obviously, you know, this is all changing information all the time and all new information that we're all hearing and experiencing ourselves and hearing. So that's great. But what's the objective of the program?
Okay, I think what we need to cover is First of all, what's in the document, and then we'll look at the objective. So basically, the document has two divisions. Section one is dedicated to explaining the skin manifestations as well as COVID long haul. So it's strictly about what is the science saying about what the symptoms are, what they look like, and they actually come under six categories. So we've actually put the six categories, and we've got pictures of roughly what these manifestations look like, what their causes are. So it gives, it'll give people some idea. If they see something break out, they can not say, well, I don't know why this happened to you. And I see a lot on social media where people are saying, what is this? Can anyone tell me? And there's all sorts of ideas. But the bottom line is, if it's COVID related, I think it puts it puts the practitioner in a safer zone, because she can say, look, this is it's a validated symptom that we know from the literature we've received from our industry body, that's evidence-based, that this is what's happening. And we give them guidelines of what to do in that situation, and also, you know, whether they should go and see a doctor, or whether it is, you know, ways that they can strengthen the body to be able to cope and recover. And the second part of the document covers the different types of treatments and ways, treatment solutions. So it covers things like nutrition, what kind of nutrition is beneficial for lowering inflammation or helping the immune system to function better. So we're looking at ways to help strengthen the person recover, not by just tolerating the situation, but giving them the right tools and the right recommendations that are evidence-based. So that they can say, look, the studies are indicating this, even if they may not be a nutritionist, they can still present what the studies are saying. There's things like understanding the microbiome and gut health, which has been compromised, and why it's important to feed the right bacteria to the gut and help, and to the skin as well, to help the body's immunity function more efficiently. Diet now has been proven to be the most effective, because not all diets are good, you know, that will help with this recovery. And they've identified the European diet as being the best, because it's rich in polyphenols and lots of vegetables and fruit that are fresh. And they help with energy levels, whereas with protein-heavy diets are helpful, good for weight loss, but you don't get the, you know, you need protein for sure, but without the sufficient vegetables and fruit, you're not getting the energy that comes from them. So that's what we're finding with that. There's different types of massages, essential oils, vitamins that are good. You know, it's a lot of very good practical information that the business can receive, that they can then guide their clients. So the other thing we've got in the document is we've got a separate section on skin consultation, which is devoted to COVID. So basically, everyone's got their own skin consultation. What they need is to add that page into the consultation, because it ask questions specifically that relate to either identifying whether that person has got COVID long haul, or they have any other, not even if they don't have, you know, like rashes or anything like that. But by the reason they need to be able to identify is because, and see, people have been avoiding it because I don't want to know about it, because I don't know what to do with the information. If I find out someone's got long haul COVID, you know, this is a serious thing. How, I don't have the knowledge to help them. Now this is all going to change, because we'll give them the knowledge of how to support their clients in small strategies that collectively can help strengthen the person's journey towards recovery. And that way, what we're seeing is that clients are not looking to their practitioner as, you know, skin therapist or dermal clinician, or, you know, just their injectables. They want to know, can you help me feel better? And by having this information, there's another level of support that's more like a coach, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
comes in, they have their facial treatment, you say, how are you feeling? I've got a bit, you know, I've been struggling with fatigue. Okay, try this, or, you know, guiding them in ways that they can give their body greater ammunition to be able to rise up and make the journey to recovery a lot quicker. So we're not healing people, but what we are is we're giving evidence-based information to help people strengthen their immunity so that they can feel better. And what we found is, especially with the COVID long haul fatigue, a lot of people are struggling with it and they're keeping silent because they don't know what it is.
A lot of people are tired. Yeah.
No, they think, oh, I'm just tired.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Is this something that, you know, I don't know what it is, and it's causing depression. The reason it's causing depression, one is the inflammation and the immune response, because they've been challenged, they are tiring that person. What we've found now with COVID long haul is that it's a mitochondria deficiency, which mm-hmm. is ATP, the energy cell of the body that activates our energy levels. That's what's compromising. It gives kind of symptoms similar to chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. So basically, once people understand, they say, oh, is that what it is? And then you look at what can you do to help that, and they can discuss it with their doctor or their naturopath or whoever they want to. But what we have found is no one's done this research. They haven't compiled it to give it to practitioners to give them some validated answers. Now, the other thing that we're concerned with is, like, the kind of responses we're getting is that people are saying, you know, I normally do this treatment on a client. I use this serum, you know, vitamin C or something, and suddenly she's really violently reacting to it, and I don't know why. And it's because the immune system is struggling to cope. So there are, in the document, we give you guidelines in that area. And the thing is, with if you have good, solid information, it gives you confidence, but you also get excited because you can contribute to answers and you can take your treatment to the next level. And because the reason people are avoiding to even ask about how do you feel is because they don't know what to do if they found out. Now we give them the tools to know what to do. The depression that's happening with the long-haul COVID, the fatigue, is that people feel they're not as productive, so they're not finishing their tasks, that aren't able to connect and do things the way they did, and that's causing a silent depression, and it's causing a lot of depression. Now, the studies indicate that 70% of people that have had COVID or have had the vaccine will get the fatigue. Now, the fatigue could be 3 months, it could be a year, it could be 2 years. So it depends on the individual. And for example, let's say your energy level was an 8, and after you've recovered from COVID, it's a 6. So it's a little bit not as good, but you still want to optimize your health. If you know that that's persistent, there's ways. Like, we know that coenzyme Q10 is a brilliant supplement for mitochondrial dysfunction. So it really helps with that. But if you were, say, an 8 and then you're a 3, it's quite incapacitating. And unless you know where to turn to and who can help you, And what I'm saying is that what we found when we looked through all the literature was that its only answers are only coming in the last 5 or 6 months. Mm-hmm. Before that, the data was too vague. And as the government said, it's all inconclusive, so we can't base anything. But also, we have a responsibility to look after our practitioners, and therefore, you know, it's up to us to draft this thing and work with the academics and the authorities and the good data to put together. We can't wait for governments, because the government's overwhelmed with so many other industries. We can't look to them for all the answers. And I must admit, I guess my years of experience and working with universities, in the drafting of documentation, it's an area I'm comfortable with. It was overwhelming because it took us 3 months to put this thing together. So quite a comprehensive document, but the caliber of information in there, it's easy to read, but it is amazing because what it will do, it will help businesses understand what they're dealing with, and also they can train their staff, but also they can add some of those bits of information in their newsletter and helping their clients. They can now investigate if the client has got any of those symptoms, because when I talk to people in our industry, they say, oh my God, you've just described my client, or you've just described me. You know, I didn't realize that it was that. So we're just bringing some answers. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I love that we're actually even having the discussion about nutrition and well-being during the skin consultation process, because it's something that it's not generally done by most practitioners. So I think it's really important, because you can't necessarily have good skin if you're not looking after the inside as well. So I love that in itself. That's like an added little bonus, really.
Well, the thing is that now the science, look, what's happened during the lockdown, a lot of the consumers did their own research. So they started to have some opinions about what they need or what. And so they weren't just going to their clinician or their salon or clinic and getting the information from them. They had plenty of time. So they started to develop some ideas about, you know, maybe I could, you know, with the internet you can access anything, so they come loaded with an opinion. So what they're finding now, even at the medical conferences where I attended one of the consultation lectures, and they were saying we have to look at the psychosymmetric side of our interaction with our client. It's not just let me see your skin, let's get on with it, let's do it. It's about who are you, where are you at, what do you believe? So, for example, let's assume I'm going to do an IPL on you for skin rejuvenation. In the back of her mind, she thinks, why aren't you using a laser? Because I heard that lasers are better. So you've got to unpack all that information, and you both have to be on the same page if there's going to be respect. So you've got to know what opinions does that person have. Secondly, what time frame does she have? How is she coping with stress? What's her financial situation? So you tailor and package something that is better suited to who she really is, but also engage in a way that's convincing. For example, if she believes you should be using a laser and you're using an IPL, you need to prove to her why your device is going to do exactly what she's looking for, because it has capabilities to do it. So that's what you got. Not all that IPLs are the same. So you knowing what it is that she's respecting or she has an opinion, you need to educate her to be on the same page as you in the moving forward and how you're going to treat her. And so these are all issues that make for better communication. But what we are finding is consumers don't want to just look good, they want to feel better.
That's true. And you're right. It's all in one. And So who's the program suitable for, and how can someone access it?
Okay, well, really anybody that's dealing with interpersonal services industry. So obviously skin therapists, nurses, doctors, anyone that's dealing with skin improvement of any kind, I think they need to know what the data is saying so that they can identify if it happens. I think a COVID long haul is very, very valuable, because especially for people that offer body treatments, because we now know that massage, particularly the gentle massage, helps with lowering cortisol and also activating your endorphins, which are your happy hormones. And it's not the heavy duty massage, it's the lymphatic drainage, that gentle massage that works on the nervous system. It's also good doing it as a scalp massage or a face suit. To the touch has got a validated reason why it's got to be directed to help lower those cortisol levels. And you'll be able to identify when someone's over irritated and anxious, that they locked into that cortisol overdrive. So there are services you can provide with your atmosphere. You're bringing in some essential oils, bringing in some gentle music, how you talk to your client, the tone of your voice. But if you can add some gentle touch techniques or tactile things in your services, what we're finding a lot of the thermal therapists now are adding facial massage, because that has a therapeutic element to helping the client feel better. And the clients are just not wanting to be zapped. They just want to feel better as well. So that's coming in. If it's in somebody's modality that they've trained and they've put it aside, they're now bringing it out. But talking about different people, I mean, even someone who's doing nails and pedicures and manicures and waxing, we found that there are people that, there's COVID manifestation on toes and hands now. So you need to know if something pops up, what it is and what to do about it. Waxing, I've had one person say that my client that I've been waxing forever, every time we do a wax on her, she breaks out into a rash. And I said that's because of the overstimulated inflammatory response of the body. So, you know, understanding and helping people know that there's a reason helps, because if something happens, obviously the client's going to say, well, why did that happen? And if you just look at them and you don't really know, then they could say, well, you've done the wrong thing. So you could have a litigation in your hands. So knowing your position is very protective. How can they access this? We've got a link. Basically, if they go to our website, which is www.apanetwork.com, they will see the icon on the left. They just click on that, and then it gives them access to getting the documents. If they're not members, there is a fee. If they are registered members with us or would like to register with us, we are releasing that, the whole package, which has the video plus the document, and they get it for free. It is copyright into us, and also because the professors that work with us don't want it to go the wrong hands. So when one gets a document, they're entitled to use it with them for themselves and their staff, to train their staff. They can use elements of that information in their newsletter. They can use elements to educate their client. They just can't give that document to a third party. So that's a restriction that has been placed. But it is an amazing doc. Everybody should have it that deals, you know, even for your own health.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's a shame that it's just like a practitioner. I mean, you have to go to your practitioner to get this information, because it just sounds like something that everybody needs, really.
Well, they can get it as long as they use it for themselves. Actually, I'll send you the, because it's useful. It's useful for our own health. I mean, it's made a difference to me. I really understood a lot of things that I hadn't even known about.
Well, it's funny, because when you talk about it, I think, yep, tick, tick, tick. Yes. You know, the things that happen that you don't know what they're from, and you just think, oh, I must just be going through something. But it's like, hey, hang on, maybe we need to look a little bit deeper here. This could actually just be something that can be rectified, you know, because of
absolutely. It just gives us some. It's funny. I was talking to one of our members yesterday in Adelaide, and she's a very positive person. Whenever I talk, she's fit. She goes walking, she runs, and also. And I said, "How are you? I'm doing really good. Yeah, yep, everything's fine. Okay." So I was telling her about the document, and I started to describe the different manifest, especially the long haul COVID. And she said, "You know what? You just described me." And yeah. You didn't tell me you had it. You told me you were fine. She said, because I didn't know what to do with it. Now, yep. Amazing. I can't wait to get the documents so I can put the strategies in place and really help us. I've been researching here and there, but you have put so much effort into this that this is going to be an amazing tool. And then I can check with my clients to see if they have similar symptoms in a way that I can support them. But, you know, talking about nutrition, beauty inside and out is now mainstream. So there's a lot of nutritional products that are made for salons and clinics, and they help with overall, and most of them are food-based, like your food-based powders or the fish oils, or, you know, those ingredients are not contraindicated because, you know, they're not really a drug or a tablet. They're actually food. So just balances what you're eating, giving you a bit more nutrition in the area that can help your energy level and bring down your inflammation. We know, for example, the number one thing for inflammation to bring it down is a high quality omega-3 fatty acid, which is a fish oil, but it's got to be pure from small fish, and but it's one of the best anti-inflammatories, and also polyphenols are very, very, very important. So there's a lot of good stuff that our industry can offer, and we can expand our services to relate to this era, because we are in the post-COVID era, but at the same time, there's elements of it, you know, it's the second phase of it, if you like. To find out that they said that over 70% of the people that have had it are going to have these long haul symptoms, and they are silent symptoms that they you know, that some people are embarrassed about and they don't want to talk about them. But if you have answers, you encourage them to work with that person to help improve them. So that's what we're about. I mean, we're about finding ways, and frankly, no one needs another membership to just sit there and just pay a fee. They want to know, what the heck are you doing to help us? And that's an area of our strength. We are very, very good in that area. We're very well connected. And to be honest with you, the amount of work that's gone in putting this document into
I can imagine. I can just imagine. It just sounds it.
And, you know, like I was talking to one of the professors that had got COVID, he was feeling the fatigue, and I told him exactly what to take, and I said, you know, it is evidence-based. So he is interesting, he went and spoke to one of his colleagues at the university, and he came back and he said, yep, they told me she's spot on, do what she tells you. So that was really interesting, because it's not about that I'm smarter than anybody else. It's an area that I have studied, because I have to provide answers when the government's doing nothing about it at this stage, and I don't think that they will. So, you know, our role is to identify areas that we can support the industry to have answers that are relevant to the realities that they're facing today. So, you know, the long haul COVID and some of these symptoms are going to be with us for a long time. And it's important that we, whatever we say and do, isn't, I just read something on Facebook. That's not the way to do it. So,
yeah, exactly. I agree with you. Look, I've got to say, thank you so much, and that's been so informative. I absolutely would love to have a copy of that. And what I'll do is, when we do the blog for this article, I'll put any links in there that you've got. So if anyone that's interested getting it, use it themselves, they can access it as well. But great initiative. Well done.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, it's no use us developing it if no one's going to take it up. It's important that everybody identifies how this tool can benefit them. And in all fairness, I mean, members get it for free, so it's worth about $400 for non-members. It's up to people. If they want to join, they can get it for free. If they don't want to join, that's fine, then they pay a fee, because it did cost us a lot of money to develop it. So, you know, let's move forward in 2023, have better answers, and be more positive, and be able to provide good value. Why our consumers need to come to us as the experts.
Yep, fantastic. Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all your information. God, thank you for everything you do for this bloody industry, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Trish.
Yeah, you're a legend. Lovely. Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Tina. That was great talking to you. And listeners, look, if you do want to get in touch with APAN, honestly, you couldn't get a more, number one, passionate, but number two, you know, the information is invaluable, so I highly recommend it. So thank you so much for joining us today, Tina.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you. Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.